You're listening to the audio production of The Italian Kid Did It, How I Turned $3,000 into $44 billion and Achieved the American Dream, by Tom Golisano with Mike Wicks, published by HarperCollins Leadership and read by Mike Terry.
To my sister Marie, you are my inspiration. A close friend suggested I start the introduction to my autobiography with a short list of the highlights of my long and successful life. So here goes. I founded a multi-billion-dollar corporation. I owned a major sports franchise. I launched a political party. I ran for governor of New York State. I was invited to the White House to play golf with the President of the United States. He won. I was, at one point, asked to consider running for president. I didn't. Individually and through my family foundation, I've given $300 million to good causes. What a life. And it isn't over yet. For the past 2 years, I've worked with a professional writer to help me pull the story of my life together. I suppose when you've been involved in so many things and affected so many lives across more than 7 decades, colleagues, friends, and family expect you to pull it all together in a book for posterity, whatever the heck that is. Also, after writing the best-selling book Built, Not Born, which was published in February 2020, my literary agent said that people would want to know more about my life. Well, maybe. We'll see. My ancestral roots lie in the sulfur mines of Sicily. My American roots lie in upstate New York. I grew up in Irondequoit, the son of an immigrant family. We weren't poor, but we struggled at times. My brother died a war hero in the Korean War when I was 10 years old, which accounts for my poor opinion of politicians. I've been quoted as saying, every time a politician mentions war, they should be shot, because politicians wage war. Citizens don't wage war. My early life was eventful, and I was the sort of kid who learned lessons well, lessons that stood me in good stead for all that was to come in my adult life. The Italian Kid Did It tells my personal story, of course, but it's also a business story full of lessons and advice. I'll show you how I turned $3,000, a maxed-out credit card, and a business concept that no one thought would work, into a $30 billion company. I founded Paychex 49 years ago and am proud to say that I am still chairman of the board, even after taking the company public in 1983.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?